I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Last night, the St. Louis Symphony announced its 2013-2014 season, which runs from September 20th through May 11th of next year. Highlights include a return to Carnegie Hall and the recording of a new work by John Adams. If you have a question or comment during this discussion, please feel free to join us at area code 314-382-8255. That's 382-TALK. Fred Bronstein is the Symphony's president and executive director, and he joins us now with a preview. Hi, Fred. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Good to be with you.
And last night you had your annual town hall meeting,
which is
sort of an event in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We do it from the stage of Powell Hall, invite the community in, and use it as an occasion to announce the new season, which we did. As you pointed out, the 13-14 season, it's our 134th season. And we're very excited about it. It's just really excited about the programs and the artists and just the range of things that we're doing.
Well, before we get into that, the symphony has had some really good years of late, mm-hmm. you know, as far as ticket sales mm-hmm. and attendance, mm-hmm. which must reflect programming and some other factors as well. Mm-hmm. So looking back, what would you identify as the building blocks of your success, things that have happened over the last 3 or 4 years?
I would say, you know, it always begins with what you put on the stage. I always tell that to people. So I would say the broadening and the diversification of the programming. So that both on the classical side with the range of programs, popular blockbusters with pieces that are lesser known maybe, and then, of course, you know, the things that we're doing on live at Powell Hall, the movies with music, the popular entertainers, the theme concerts, all of those things. You put that all together and then you tell the story well, you know, and in terms of the brand and project the brand. And we've been able to see some very significant growth. And most importantly, it's a great orchestra. And so when people come, if they haven't come before and they come and they have that experience in Powell Hall, you know, it's unforgettable.
And everybody likes a surprise. In fact, the reason I bring that up, Conrad Tau.
Uh-huh.
Made an unexpected appearance last week. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
He did. Conrad Tau, 18 years old, remarkable young pianist, who also happens to be a very good violinist and a composer. Conrad was a child prodigy. He actually was scheduled and is scheduled to play the Saint-Saëns Second Piano Concerto with us next year on a program with Leonard Slatkin, as a matter of fact, our conductor laureate. But as it so happens, the scheduled artist, Marcus Groh, who is going to play the Prokofiev Third Piano Concerto a couple of weeks ago, was ill. And so we had to look around for a replacement, and we got Conrad, who literally had not played the piece. I think it was 2006 or 2008. He on 2 days' notice. And it was remarkable. He's an incredible pianist. Fortunately, this doesn't happen very often, but it worked out all very well.
Well, this next season is, and I should mention this, it will be the fourth year for a very special partnership between St. Louis Public Radio and the Symphony, and we want to acknowledge that.
Right, of course.
Our Saturday night broadcasts and the things we do.
We really, really enjoy the partnership with you all.
Mm-hmm. The new season begins September 20th. With music director David Robertson at the podium, and I guess this will be his ninth season.
This will be his ninth season, and it is it's a season it's a season of contrasts, you know, in terms of the works. People will have an opportunity to hear, you know, very well-known works like the Verdi Requiem and Carmina Burana, but even those two pieces are kind of two sides of the spectrum. You have the sort of the sacred and the secular or the profane in terms of those two pieces. And then you have, you know, again, this theme of contrast. If you think about our opening weekend, which will feature Lincoln Portrait of Copland and Ives Three Places in New England, so kind of an American half, and then with the Tchaikovsky First Piano Concerto. So, again, wonderful contrast there. The next week you have Adams and Gershwin. You know, it's interesting. George Gershwin was probably in some ways the first crossover composer, if you think about it, and John Adams in another way is sort of going the other way. And so putting those two together. We're doing a Winter Beethoven Festival, which features, you know, some of the major works of Beethoven, the Eroica Symphony, the Fifth Symphony, the Seventh Symphony, the Emperor Concerto, but paired with contrasting 20th century or 21st century works. So, for example, Beethoven's Fifth with Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony, the Beethoven Seventh Symphony with the Nielsen Violin Concerto. So, again, putting Beethoven in a slightly different context and lots of variety.
382-8255, 382-TALK. We're talking with Fred Bronstein from the St. Louis Symphony. With your permission, we have a question from the audience. Here's Ed from St. Louis City. Ed, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, I was listening, and a long time ago, anyway, I'm 62 years old, and I had season tickets to the Pops at the anyway, and then I was thinking that that I know when I was a kid that used to be the St. Louis show. I mean, I remember that, and I was just wondering, where were the previous venues where the symphony was at? Because I know, you know, we have a a lot of good places for acoustics, and I was just wondering, do you know that?
Well, the orchestra before Powell Hall came to Powell Hall in 1968, and before that, it played in Kiel Auditorium, which is of course now the Peabody Opera House.
Right. Two new things, exciting things about the season that I know we want to hit on, which I mentioned at the beginning, was. Going back to Carnegie Hall for
yes.
one thing.
Yeah, great project. We're going to be doing Benjamin Britten's Peter Grimes, the opera, of course, the great work of Britten, and one of his most important pieces. And we'll be doing a concert presentation, bringing the chorus, doing that at Carnegie Hall as part of Carnegie's Britten Centennial Celebration. And actually, we're literally doing the piece on November 22nd, 2013, which is Benjamin Britten's 100th birthday. So it's to be able to have that kind of honored position in that piece at that hall is, you know, we're very, very pleased to be able to do that. And we'll also be doing the piece the week before here in St. Louis.
And Carnegie Hall was a highlight last year, as well as your European tour, which was so much fun. I enjoyed it from afar.
Yeah, right. It was, well, you know, it's great to get the orchestra out there, and really it the orchestra shines, the city shines. We're very proud of it, and I know St. Louis is very proud of the orchestra.
How about this new recording? You're going to be back in the studio.
We are. We're doing a new project with Nonesuch Records. On Nonesuch, we did a wonderful project with them in 2009, a John Adams disc that featured the Dr. Atomic Symphony. It did extremely well. It was named the classical album of the decade by the Times of London. So we are doing a new disc with them, which is going to feature two works, City Noir, which we are actually recording next week on our weekend of concerts. And then also we will be doing a new piece that John is writing for the St. Louis Symphony and a couple of other orchestras, his saxophone concerto, and that will be paired with City Noir. We'll be recording that next year, and it will all be for release in 2014.
That's great.
Which happens to be actually the 50th anniversary of Nonesuch Records, so we're proud to be a part of that also.
Wow. Let me just run off a couple of things here.
Sure.
Cellist Yo-Yo Ma and the Red Velvet Ball.
Yes. When we first started to do the gala 5 years ago, first time out, Yo-Yo was our guest artist, and he returned now for our fifth gala. We're delighted to be, you know, to be doing this again. He, of course, is an incredible artist. He's going to be playing the Haydn C major cello concerto and also the Saint-Saëns first cello concerto. The ball is chaired by Marcia Rusnik and Peggy Ritter, two of our board members, two great ladies. And so it'll be a great event.
In addition to Yo-Yo Ma, as always, you have some really stellar soloists that will be making appearances through the season.
We do. It's a long list. We have the season opens with Carol Gerstein. Carol is a wonderful pianist, and he'll be playing the Tchaikovsky First Piano Concerto. We have Lars Vogt playing Beethoven Third Piano Concerto. Yo-Yo, of course, you mentioned. Gil Shaham will be playing the Korngold Violin Concerto in a program conducted by David Robertson in the spring. Joshua Bell returns. Joshua is going to be playing the Sibelius Violin Concerto. So, yeah, it's Akarita Matala will be doing her first Erwartung with the St. Louis Symphony and David Robertson. It's an amazing list, and the list goes on and on.
One of the things I always think is most fun about what you do are your Live at Pell Hall things.
Yeah.
And this season is going to be everything from, what, the music of Barry White?
Yeah. Get out your polyester. It's the.
I'm afraid to admit to Fred, I have some.
Oh, well, of course. We all do. But, I mean, it is really fun. We're going to be doing a number of movies. We're doing Fantasia. You know, we've waited a long time to do this. And actually, there were two versions now. Of course, the original version that Disney did and then one that they did in 2000 when they revised the movie. And so this show actually brings the two movies together. It'll be the movie with the orchestra playing the score live. We're doing Casablanca on Valentine's weekend, actually. And then we're also doing a new Bugs Bugs Bunny at the Symphony Show, which is great, great fun. All those wonderful cartoons with that great music that goes with it. We have the return of Michael W. Smith and Ben Folds. You know, Ben is such an eclectic artist and does a wonderful show with the orchestra. You pointed out the Barry White Show. We're doing an Elvis Presley tribute show that will be songs that span his incredible career. And there are going to be other shows that we're going to announce as well. We're doing music of John Williams, Mannheim Steamroller. It's a lot, you know.
List Sinatra too, right?
Sinatra also. That's right. That's yeah. right. So it's a long list and very varied. You know, I mean, it's a huge range what we do in that series, and it's brought in lots of new people, and it's great fun.
It wouldn't be the holidays without the symphony.
No, no. The holidays really are. We're doing, of course, we're doing a number of things. The Bach Christmas Oratorio, which is a great, great work, and that will be on the classical series. That's part of our holiday programming. We also have, as I mentioned, Mannheim Steamroller. We're doing a different, slightly different take on Messiah. We did the regular Messiah this past year. We're going to be doing a gospel Messiah, actually,
oh, wow. You know,
called Too Hot to Handle. And it's actually a wonderful version. It's a great show, and we're doing that. Music of John Williams will be around the holidays. New Year's Eve, of course, our holiday celebration concerts. It's you know, a very, very full month. We've been working towards really making Powell Hall destination location in December, and we had some great results this past December. We had the largest, highest ticket sales in over 10 years for December concerts. We had roughly a 12% increase in our ticket revenues for December over prior year, and about a 5% increase in per concert attendance. So we want to continue to build on that.
Fred, talk a little bit about the Mizzou New Music Initiative, and I know you're going to be performing some contemporary works from, I think it's two composers.
Right. We are actually doing this is a very, very interesting project, actually. It is a project that comes out of, as you correctly point out, Mizzou. It's funded by the Zingfield Charitable Foundation. Rex Zingfield is actually on our board, and Jeannie and Rex, particularly Jeannie, is very, very involved with the Mizzou composers. This is now the International Composers Festival. And what they do is they bring actually young composers from around the country for about a week during the summer. They have a senior composer who also actually, you know, works with the younger composers. And we're doing two works, a work by Stephanie Berg, Ravish and Mayhem, and then a work by Patrick Harlan called Rapture. And it's, you know, it's great to be able to feature, I think, to highlight the work of young composers. I mean, it's important, and it's hard for composers that are just starting out to get that kind of opportunity, and to get their works played by an orchestra of the level of the St. Louis Symphony is pretty remarkable. So we're really delighted to be partnering on that.
How about the subscription series, and then there's the Pulitzer series?
Yep. I mean, there's the subscription Wells Fargo Advisor Series. There's the Pulitzer Series, which is, of course, our partnership with the Pulitzer Foundation that features, you know, these concerts in that wonderful space, chamber concerts. And those programs are always linked and tied with the exhibits that are going on in the Pulitzer. And so we'll be doing, of course, a number of concerts there. As you pointed out, live at Powell Hall, the holiday concert. It's a lot of things happening.
And we don't want to forget about your local symphony members, because a lot of them have an opportunity to solo.
That's
through
right.
Through the season,
that's
right.
That's right. Yeah. No, I mean, it is, you know, one of the great things. And actually, next year is special because, as I think many of your listeners know, in 2014, around January, February of 2014, that's actually the 250th anniversary of St. Louis. And so we thought it would be nice to focus on some of our players during that period of time. And so you'll hear things like, you know, our wonderful concertmaster David Halen and our great principal cellist Danny Lee playing the Brahms double concerto. And then other works, other you know, of our players also involved as well. So it is really it's a great opportunity that we've got such talented players in the orchestra, to be able to highlight them is really important.
And you might think that we've talked about everything for the new season with the St. Louis Symphony, but we haven't. So I would recommend people going to the website for that. Go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the symphony's website if you need more information about anything we've talked about or things that we haven't gotten to. But I don't want to let you go without acknowledging the Youth Orchestra.
Yeah. Well, the Youth Orchestra is incredible. They're 43 years old, and we're doing wonderful
not
things.
Not the members.
No, not the members. That's very good. No, they're a lot younger than that. But they're you know, they're training as musicians. They're getting great exposure through our players. It's a wonderful experience for them. And we have seven alumni of the youth orchestras that play in the St. Louis Symphony, which is extraordinary.
Well, we want to thank you so much, Fred Bronstein, President and Executive Director of the St. Louis Symphony. And again, we enjoy our relationship here at St. Louis Public Radio with you.
As do we.
And we appreciate you being here today to discuss it, and have a wonderful season.
Thanks for having me.
And now the Cityscape Calendar. Winter Opera St. Louis presents the St. Louis premiere of Douglas Moore's The Ballad of Baby Doe tonight at 8 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 3 at the Center for the Arts at Chaminade on Lindbergh. Dramatic License Productions presents singer, impressionist, and actor Dean Christopher in a Valentine Cabaret tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 2 in the Dramatic License Theater in Chesterfield Mall. The Repertory Theater of St. Louis's production of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility opens tonight at 8 o'clock and will continue through March 3rd in the Loretto Hilton Center on the Webster University campus. And you can find out more about these and other events on the events section of stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about a Dance St. Louis and University of Missouri St. Louis collaboration on a ballet version of Carmina Burana. We'll also hear Aaron Williams' conversation with British contemporary artist Jeremy Deller about his retrospective spanning 25 years of his work currently on display at the Contemporary Art Museum. Join Don Marsh for St. Louis on the Air when he'll host a St. Louis mayoral primary forum here in the community room of our new home, Umsula Grand Center. You can be part of the audience or listen on 90.7. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr, with production assistance from Spencer Reed and Drew Becker. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and thanks for listening.